always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An American Airlines plane carrying 178 people caught fire on the tarmac after an emergency landing at Denver International Airport this past evening, CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The FAA tells CBS News that after American Airlines Flight 1006 had departed from Colorado Springs Airport, the crew reported engine vibrations. After diverting to and landing at Denver's airport and while taxiing to the gate, an engine caught fire. Passenger Ingrid Hibbets.
Everybody's standing up and screaming. I look out the window. And there's flames.
The FAA says they were forced to evacuate by using the slides.
There were no reports of serious injuries. The Senate will vote on the House passed spending bill before the government otherwise starts running out of money about 23 hours from right now. Some Democrats will vote for it even if they don't like it.
This spending bill will fund the government through September. So it would be a 6-month spending bill. But it also has a part that would give more money to the Department of Defense.
CBS's Christina Carujo. President Trump will dust off an old wartime law to help with the administration's deportation efforts. CBS's immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez explains.
According to U.S. officials, President Trump is preparing to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to fast-track the deportation of suspected members of the Tren de Aragua prison gang.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports Columbia University has taken action against some of the students who occupied a campus building last year.
Just days after the Trump administration revoked $400 million in grants and contracts for the university over its handling of pro-Palestinian protests last spring. The school says it has expelled or suspended some students who took over a campus building and had temporarily revoked the diplomas of some students who have since graduated.
Russian President Vladimir Putin hasn't announced a decision on the plan for ceasefire talks worked out between the Ukraine and the United States. Meanwhile, President Trump has threatened, quote, very bad things if Putin doesn't accept it.
President Trump might be talking about trying to shut down Russia's so-called shadow fleet of oil tankers. That is hundreds of tankers that use deceptive or illegal means to evade sanctions on Russian oil. And if the U.S. and its allies actually did that, they would do deep damage to Russia's economy.
That's CBS News correspondent Holly Williams reporting from Ukraine. State officials around the country are warning Americans not to respond to a surge of scam road toll collection texts. They impersonate state road toll collection agencies, attempting to get phone users to reveal personal financial information such as credit or debit cards. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James. But Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come-from-behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action, mystery, comedy, thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid-70s. Currently, 46 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a live interview with candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Brittany Kinzer, on why she's challenging incumbent Jill Underley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is a story that every year on March 13th or April 7th, I bring up. I have never seen this covered in the media. Maybe they have, but this is the story of how on March 7th, 2020, that was the day, March 13th, 2020. That was today's, today, 5 years ago today. Donald Trump shut down our government, did the right thing to stop the spread of COVID. And then 3 weeks later, on April 7th, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all of the major media, the lead story that night on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, every place, Fox News, the lead story was black people are dying from COVID more than twice as often as white people. Now, this was not some kind of genetic thing. Black people die more frequently of cancer than white people. They die more frequently of heart disease than white people. They die more frequently of, you name it, than white people because of 400 years of institutionalized racism that has kept so much, such a large percentage of the black population in this country, basically living in poverty. And these are, people who grow up poor and live in poverty tend not to have good diets and tend not to have, good immune systems, and they don't deal well with diseases. This is not rocket science. But when that story came out that people of color were dying at a much higher rate than white people, that was when Donald Trump sprang into action. And Jared Kushner and his little band of preppy 20-something white boys got together and said it would be a brilliant political strategy to, at that point in time, the major outbreaks were only in four states, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Washington State, all blue states and blue governors with Democratic governors, to blame it all on the Democrats and to start forcing the frontline workers, the essential workers, which are, heavily overrepresented by people of color, because these are the bus drivers and the clerks in the grocery stores and things like that. These tend to be, entry level jobs or public facing jobs, to force and not to mention the meatpacking plants, which Trump actually issued an executive order forcing people back to work, virtually all of them black or Hispanic. And they were dying of COVID left and right. We had the highest COVID death rate in the world. 500,000 Americans died unnecessarily of COVID because Donald Trump decided, hey, you know, it's just killing black people, and we've got to get this economy working again, or I'm going to lose the 2020 election, so let's just push people back to work. And started lying about the virus and lying about what was going on. And, I mean, you know, we heard Rush Limbaugh talking about this on April 7th. Oh, look at, here's the racial component. I've been waiting for that. We had Tucker Carlson talking about it. It's time for the rest of us to start benefiting from those people going back to work. I mean, just literally, these guys absolutely understood what they were doing, what they were talking about. Prior to that, the post office was prepared to send 650 million masks to every household, five masks to every household in America to protect against the spread of COVID. Those plans were canceled the first 2 weeks of April as part of this brilliant political strategy, this effective political strategy. And the fact that Donald Trump engaged in, you know, and Jared Kushner engaged in what some people would arguably call genocide. I mean, the intentional allowing 500,000 Americans to die because of government policy. We ended up with, and to this day still have, the highest COVID death rate in the world, in the developed world. I mean, there's a few poor nations that are ahead of us, but just a very tiny 2-3, you know. I think only one, actually. I think Peru is the only one that's ahead of us. I haven't looked in 6 months, so it might have changed. But we still have this problem. And now, of course, it's spreading to measles as well. But this is an absolute crime in my mind. The title of my piece, and I encourage you to pass it along and share it with others, because, you know, most people don't know about this. They don't know about this basically conspiracy to kill black people to get the economy working again. It's titled The Five-Year Cover-Up, How Trump's Racist COVID Strategy Got Buried. And it's over at HartmanReport.com. It's free. Anybody can read it. You can share it with anybody. You can forward it to anybody. You can post it on social media. The British medical journal Lancet, along with multiple other studies now, have all concluded that 500,000 Americans are dead right now. I knew a few of these people. Are dead right now. Unnecessarily, they didn't have to die. Had they been living in France, they wouldn't have died. If they were living in the UK, they wouldn't have died. If they were living in Norway, they wouldn't have died. If they were living in India, they wouldn't have died. If they were living in Colombia, they wouldn't have died. If they were living in Brazil, they wouldn't have died. But here they died because Trump was pushing people back to work starting in April, when we didn't have a vaccine until, I believe it was late December. And we should have joined the rest of the world and said, you know, we're going to keep this shutdown going for a little while here. This is just so wrong. Donald Trump was putting medical doctors on TV every day. I mean, you know, he started out good on March, on this anniversary, 5 years ago today, March 13th. He actually was listening to Anthony Fauci, who was right about this, by the way. But by April 7th, 3 weeks later, when all of the media announced that, you know, this is killing black people, it's not killing white people, suddenly everything changed. That was that the day after that was when Trump tweeted out or retweeted a tweet that called for the firing of Anthony Fauci, who was working for Trump at the time. Deborah Birx writes about this in her autobiography, where she talks about this was the day that Donald Trump, she said, I trembled. She said, I felt the blood drain out of my face when Trump said, that's it. You know, no more lockdowns. We're going to force people back to work. The Defense Production Act, which was passed back, I think, in the wake of World War I. It might have been World War II. But the Defense Production Act allows the president, in a case of national emergency, again, it was designed for world wars, allows the president to order an individual company in America to do things, right? FDR used the Defense Production Act to order the, you know, auto companies to make tanks. So it must predate that. It must go back to that time. Harry Truman used it during the Korean War. I don't know if LBJ or Nixon used it, but Trump didn't want to use it to require the manufacturing of PPP, you know, personal protective equipment, PPE, I guess. But he did use it to force the people who worked in meatpacking plants back into work. I mean, just consider for a minute how crazy that is. We're going to use the Defense Production Act, something to protect the America during a time of a national emergency, to force black and brown people back to work into the jaws of COVID. And many of them died. But he wouldn't use it to protect America. And this guy's in the White House again? Stick around. I got a hell of a song for you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In fact, on the other side of this break, this is the first time I've ever done this, but I'm going to let this song play. I'm going to play the whole song for you. This is a masterpiece. It's going to blow your mind.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because it's a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and mixes better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call and talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Get, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today and check out those amazing bundle deals. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
Drawn on racial lines. April came, the numbers were clear. White folks safe, but death crept near. In cities on the front lines, the workers fell, while those in power whispered, let them rot in hell. They pulled the aid, they shut the door, told the governors, you're on. And play their dares. Oh, the lies kept rolling. The truth was denied. They let our people suffer. They let our people die. Not just neglect. This was by design. Trump's deadly COVID betrayal. Drawn on racial lines.
Effective strategy, let them die, take no responsibility,
blame the states, let the bodies pile, if it's not white lives, it ain't worthwhile. Oh, the lies kept rolling, the truth was denied, they let our people suffer, they let our people die, not just neglect, this was by design, Trump's drawn on racial lines. But history sees and history knows the blood on their hands, the path that they chose. We won't forget, we won't stay blind. The ones they abandon still live in our minds.
This is real. This is very real. The lies and the truth. They let our people die. Keep it going. Trump's deadly COVID betrayal drawn on racial lines. But history sees and history knows the blood on their hands, the path that they chose. We won't forget. We won't stay blind. The ones they abandoned still live in our minds. Isn't that amazing? It's just like, wow, what an incredible song. So, as I said, this story is over at HartmanReport.com. You can read it right now. So what's on your mind? David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, it's all about the money. Hey, Tom, yeah. I ran for office in 2004. I ran as a Tulsa County clerk. Mm-hmm. I lost thoroughly, but I've worked on the Dodd campaign, fighting back then. It was Representative Mullen, and I worked on the Brad Carson campaign that was going after Inhofe. But, you know, it was always with the Democratic Party. We never did get money. And meanwhile, the Koch Industries and Leonard Leo and Harlan Crow have been funneling money all this time, and sure, Peter Thiel and whoever else, because, you know, who's bothered to really trace out these numbers?
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, actually, Dark Money, Jane Mayer's book, Dark Money, does actually, she's laid it out. But that was, it's kind of dated now. I mean, that came out six, seven years ago.
Right, and right now nobody's mentioning about. Matter of fact, Peter Thiel, this is the person that's laying back. He's being very quiet, but this is who's been funding J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
And Peter Thiel, of course, is the son of an actual Nazi from South Africa. And Arlen Crowe, of course, is
I thought Peter Thiel was German, and but went to school in South Africa.
No, his father immigrated south. He fled. He fled Germany. He was a Nazi. He fled Germany to avoid the Nuremberg trials and settled in South Africa, in apartheid South Africa. And then Peter Thiel came along, and both him and Musk went to the separatist apartheid schools there before they left the shores with their money. And South Africa, of course, going into a failed state. Yeah. But this whole thing has been the money, and we've discussed before, like Clear Channel and Griffith and all these right wings that have come in. And meanwhile, like Clear Channel, like right now for free speech, you guys are begging for money. And the problem is manufacturing dwindled, and we banded labor and the unions. All the funds that people had that could be had for worthy causes is now gone.
Oh yeah, they've destroyed much of the middle class. We've gone from 65% of us being in the middle class down to 47%.
Oh,
David, excellent points all. And in the meantime, you know, we've seen this massive explosion of wealth, and then five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court say wealthy people can buy elections. No problem. So can foreign entities.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So welcome to Putinville. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. An American Airlines plane caught fire taxiing after landing at Denver International Airport. 168 passengers evacuated, including Ingrid Hibbets.
Because I was sitting right by the wing and I saw flames out the window, and then the plastic of the window was melting.
Six passengers were taken to a hospital for evaluation. The Senate will vote on the House-passed budget bill with a Friday night deadline to keep the government funding.
Minority Leader Schumer, he did emphasize that this is a bad bill and that everyone in his caucus considers this is a bad bill, but it's everyone's decision to whether vote in favor of advancing.
CBS's Christina Carujo. CBS's Holly Williams tells us the U.S. and Ukraine are waiting on Russian President Putin's decision about ceasefire talks.
Vladimir Putin may not want to anger President Trump by simply rejecting his attempt to achieve peace in Ukraine. So it's possible we'll see some delaying tactics.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James. But Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126-106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come from behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid 70s. Currently, 46 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom.
Take the other side. They cut your wages, steal your rights, but won't debate in broad daylight. Their town halls are a ghost parade, so let's step in and take their stage. Adopt a red state, take a stand, fill the halls where cowards ran. Show the truth, break the lies, let them hear the other side. Adopt a red state, make them see the GOP's afraid of democracy.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Clancy in Alameda, California. Hey, Clancy, what's up?
I want to let your listeners know, especially in the Bay Area, that I've been attending these vigils every Tuesday at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. in front of the Grand Lake Theater, and this is through the group Indivisible.
Cool. Thank you for the heads up on that. But did you see that 120 people just stormed Trump Tower? 98 of them were arrested by the New York police and hauled off. It's like people are starting to rise up.
Right. And also, I know there's people that they said this not their isn't their thing, but I have friends that are they don't want to do it. And I don't want to make an issue about it. But when they tell me it doesn't do any good, then I tell them, even though they're a friend, I say, no, I disagree. I really believe it does do some good.
Well, and not only that, it makes you feel good. I mean, it's good for your mental health. It really
genuinely makes me feel good. The people there, are, you know, my kind of people, the signs are very creative. Yep. If you don't have a sign, they will lend you a sign. If you can if you know how to stand and hold a sign, that's all you need to do. It's a vigil, it's silent, and there's a lot of horns honking in support of us, even people driving Teslas.
There you go. Clancy, thank you. Yeah, you're starting to see. The other day I saw a Tesla with a bumper sticker. There was just a small bumper sticker, but it said, I bought this Tesla before I knew. It didn't even say Elon or anything. It just said before I knew. And I thought, yeah, subtle, but I get it. Clancy, thanks for the call.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah.
My sign that I came up with, and I got my idea from a Tesla. It was the sign, you know, the circle with the line through it.
Uh-huh.
That's where I got my idea. So that's my sign, and it was on a Tesla.
Yeah, cool. There's signs popping up all over New York City that say, please clean up after your dog. Put the dog poop in a Tesla Cybertruck. And it's got a picture of a Cybertruck that kind of looks like a dumpster, you know? It's hysterical. There's clips, there's pictures of them. I mean, the signs are literally popping up around New York. People are tying them to light posts. And there's a picture of multiple pictures of them on social media that are kind of going viral right now. Clancy, thanks for the call. Right. Walt in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Walt, what's on your mind today?
Well, one thing, a quote from Mark Twain to the effect, we've got the best Congress money can buy.
Yeah.
Another quote from Will Rogers, I'm not a member of any organized political party. I am a Democrat.
Yep.
And it struck me after this last campaign that my fellow travelers need to focus, pick an issue and push on it,
yeah,
rather than the scattergun approach. My pick would be Citizens United.
Yeah.
Mr. Lieberman and company wiped out the single payer option.
Mm-hmm.
And he was owned by the insurance.
That's correct. He was the senator from Connecticut, yeah. Which is where the big insurance companies
are
headquartered.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I like that. It's a good pitch. Traditionally, there's this thing called the rule of threes. You know, if you're reading an article and they want to, you know, make an example, they'll say, you know, like Ford, Honda, and General Motors. You know, it's always three, and there's something about the way our brains are organized that groups of three stick with us better than one or two, and better than four or five. And so Republicans historically have always had three topics. It used to be guns, gays, and God. Remember, back in the day, during the last election, I think it was trans people, the border, and mass deportations. I'd have to go back and look. But they always do it in a group of three. And I wrote an article about this 2 years ago that I should probably reprise about the rule of threes. And Democrats need to take that seriously. So I would go beyond just your one wall. I would go with three, but I got it. Good advice. Thanks, Walt.
There you go. Have a good day.
Thank you. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, I support the We the People constitutional amendment. And yep. I think everyone should be spreading the word on this because basically what this is, that is an amendment that says corporations are not people. Money is not free speech.
Exactly.
And I think this has to be the spear of change, the tip of the spear of change for everyone. So I don't care what party you're with, you should be for this. You should be able to talk to people on the opposite side of the aisle, and they should agree with this. I would imagine if you talk to someone on the far right, they would agree with this until they get wind or their handlers tell her how to, you know, basically vote against it.
Right.
But we need, you know, I've been hearing about, Citizens United, and this is what's going to reverse that. So we should all be promoting this. We the People amendments. It's a House Joint Resolution 48. Think of resolution as revolution. Think of 48 as the lower 48. And please promote this, as an opening, and then go on to your other topics. And so, and also, if you call your congressman from the number that was given out earlier, bring that up with them. Go, you support the We the People amendment?
Yep. I'm completely with you, Rob, and I think the Democrats are pretty unified in this. I mean, their version of that, it wasn't a constitutional amendment because that requires three quarters of the states, and it just isn't going to happen. But their version of that was the H.R. 1. It was the For the People Act, and it passed the House of Representatives, and it had 51 votes in the Senate, but it got filibustered. And Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin refused to break the filibuster, even though Chuck Schumer was willing to, which shocked me. But that and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, those two pieces should have passed, and it would have transformed America, and it would have prevented Elon Musk from buying an election for Donald Trump. But we got stabbed in the back by Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, and I fear that the Republicans are grooming John Fetterman to take over for Kyrsten Sinema. We'll see. But I really am concerned about that.
It's a long haul. And also I have to say is please support it because whether it changes or not, yes, it does take the Congress to pass it and then three quarters of the states.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a long haul. That's why you got to support
it. No, I'm with you. I've been a big advocate. In fact, I've spoken at Move to Amend conventions for years. I've been a big advocate of that organization. I've supported them. I completely agree with you. Rob, thank you. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
I just wanted to say, since we are been talking about the influence of billionaires and the corrosive influence, it's also in the Democratic Party. Mark Cuban had, really, I think, influenced this past election and then the primary where Bernie ran against Hillary. And I don't think it's, it's a good thing. I mean, if George Soros was giving money, he does support progressives.
Yes.
But he seems to be more interested in philanthropy than buying elections or influencing political parties for his.
Yeah. And he's, yeah. And he's international. I mean, you know, he's originally Hungarian. And but his son has largely taken over now for him.
He has a degree in philosophy, so he's a deep thinker. He's not a person that is just interested in material success, I think.
You're right. I met George Soros at a convention, a meeting of wealthy Democratic donors and some years ago. And in Washington, D.C., and met his kind of right-hand man, whose name is escaping me at the moment. And what a thoughtful man. He really was, so anyway, yeah.
Continues.
I'm with you, John. The sad thing is that, you know, we had all these good government laws that literally dated back to the 1880s and to 1907 with the Tillman Act. And five corrupt Republicans bought off by right-wing billionaires blew those things up so that the billionaires could take over America. And here we are. Here we are right now. John, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Elon throws salutes. They say it's a joke, but the proud boys cheer. The fire gets stoked. Blood and soil reeks and race. Same old demons in a brand new place. They raise their hands, they shout their hate, but the headlines say it's a big mistake. Wink and a nod, another disguise, but we see the truth behind their lies. No Nazis, hear no Nazis, cover your eyes, pretend it ain't real, see no Nazis.
Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour. So, you know, the 14 words, there are two things that Nazis, literal Nazis, are very fond of. One is the 14 words, that's number one. The 14 words were put together by a domestic terrorist by the name of David Eden Lane back in... back in the day, I forget what year it was, but this was back in 1984, I guess. And the 14 words are, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Those are the famous 14 words. So, and then the other thing that they're very fond of is the number 88, because the eighth letter of the alphabet is H, and 88 is HH, which stands for Heil Hitler. And so whenever you see 1488, or just 14, or 14 anything, you know, pay attention. For example, yesterday I saw it reported over on Jim Stewartson's newsletter, mind-war.com, that Elon Musk just tweeted something about something that he and Trump are doing with 14 American flags. Very carefully, 14 American flags. This is the 14 words. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Or it's just a coincidence. What do you think? Stephanie in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Hi. I was calling. I am worried that the Democrats are going to, in the Senate, are going to cave to the Republicans on this spending bill. And, you know, I contacted my senators, and I'm sure they're supporting holding fast, but I know that Mark Kelly is wavering in Arizona. He might be someone that people, if you live in Arizona, could call and try to convince. And I'm just wondering if I should again contact them and just and others. It's saying that we're threatening a national movement to replace the leadership of the Democratic Party if they cave on this.
Yeah, I would not argue against your saying that.
I don't know what else to do. I know you had another caller was also concerned about that, and hard to know what else to do. But I'm just like, I know a lot of people, you know, that are have a much closer look at what's going on, and they're not happy with the leadership. It's just getting way too soft, and it's these are different times.
Yeah, what I can tell you from having hung out in the offices of Democratic members of the House and the Senate on multiple occasions and gotten to know, you know, a number of these people quite well, you know, I knew Bernie's staff, you know, first name, go to dinner at their homes kind of thing, you know, back in the day, is that the people who are answering the phones in the offices of the Democratic House and the Senate members, and we're talking the Senate here, are number one, typically very strong Democrats. Number two, they're just people, and they just want the best, too. And, you know, they got a tough job answering the phone. So I wouldn't call and say, you know, we're going to threaten this and that. I would call and say something to the effect of, you know, I'm really concerned that if the Democrats roll over on this and let this CR pass, that it's going to lead to a nationwide movement to take down the leadership of the Democratic Party, or maybe even discourage people from voting for Democrats. In other words, I'd portray it in a way that's kind of sympathetic. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I can't even get through. My senators, you can never get through to. You leave a voicemail or you leave a email. There's never a possibility.
Well, you can still phrase it that
way, actual person.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
When you call. But that's why I thought in maybe an email or a voicemail.
Have you tried calling their local offices, Stephanie?
Yes, yes, believe me. Every local office, they have several.
Huh? Yeah.
And, of course, and it's been that way for years.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
unfortunate. You can't talk to a human with the Senate.
Yeah. Stephanie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for bringing up the issue. I appreciate it. Gwen in Ocean Park, Washington. Hey, Gwen, what's up?
Hi. I want to push up from the bottom. I want to go back to something a caller once suggested, that we have a unified front. A good defense is a strong offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ought to attack the health care. I think we ought to rally right now around hospitals. I did a rally yesterday around a rural hospital. Our rural hospital system is going to collapse if this bill gets passed.
Yes, and if Medicare is gutted, it will lead. The failure to expand Medicare in 11 Republican-controlled states has already led to the closure of dozens of small rural hospitals.
Yesterday, I was standing outside. The administrators came outside and asked if they could give me a hug.
Really?
And seriously, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, and the people, I mean, this is a real, I just said, I'm going to stand in this corner. I don't care. I'm by myself in the rain. And 20 people showed up, and it was wonderful, wonderful. You know, not only, and they were like, well, there's not a lot of traffic in this rural area. And I said, yeah, turn around. Look at this big building. It's filled with people who don't know what's going on.
Sure. What, did you have a sign?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Medicaid cuts, bad for you.
There you go.
Bad for you.
There you go. Gwen, thank you. God bless you. Congratulations. I have so much respect for you and for anybody else who shows up like this. That's what a great and inspiring story. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Phone number for the Senate, 202-224-3121. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator with a magnet. I'll see you tomorrow. Take good care of yourself. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers,
over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An American Airlines plane carrying 178 people caught fire on the tarmac after making an emergency landing at Denver International Airport this past evening. CBS's Christine Johnson is following that.
According to the FAA, the crew reported engine vibrations as that plane was heading to Dallas from Colorado Springs. But the pilot was forced to divert to Denver after landing and taxiing to the gate. Investigators say the engine caught fire and passengers had to evacuate using slides. Video showing people walking on the wing to make it out.
Airport officials now say 12 passengers were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. The U.S. government's ability to spend money will begin to dry up 22 hours from now, depending on which way the vote on that budget bill passed by House Republicans goes in the Senate.
Senator Schumer says while the continuing resolution is very bad,
the